Welcome back to The Beat here on 720 WGN. You know what time it is. It's playoff time in most everyone's fantasy league. If you made it, congratulations. If you didn't, you weren't listening to our guy, Vicente Fernandez of SportsManias.com. It's the awesome app. It gets you all the information that you need. It gets you the latest up-to-date news to help you set your lineups. And you're going to need that when you come into the playoffs. You can check out SportsManias.com. If you're just getting in now, you're late. But you can do it anyway. Just help yourself out in Week 14. Vicente, what's up, my man? Good to have you again.
Doing well. And yeah, you know, it's never too late. If you've made it this far, you've got a chance, and you got to capitalize.
Better late than never is what I always say. I wonder if we could look back at like the fantasy season that was. Is there somebody that's most surprising to you over the course of the year? I mean, for me, I don't know if it necessarily goes fantasy wise, but the fact that you've got Doug Martin right there at the top of running back ranks and yardage and all that stuff at the end of the year, that's pretty amazing to me. I don't know if it amazes you as much.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I mean, he's somebody that has always had that potential to be a top fantasy running back, but hadn't really lived up to the hype ever. And at this point, the hype was, dwindling off, and people really believe in him to be a top fantasy running back. So he's been impressive this year. He's had some monster games, and has definitely been somebody that has rewarded his owners.
Vicente, you've been impressive as well. Every single week, bringing the information. I might get emotional at some point during today's interview, but I'm going to do my best to hold it together. You know who's also been impressive is Andy Dalton. I didn't think that Dalton was going to be this type of quarterback, and they got the Steelers this week, and you go back to their first meeting this year. Dalton did not have a particularly strong performance, one interception, a couple of touchdowns, one of his worst games of the year. Are you a Dalton believer this week?
I am. And first of all, I miss you guys very much as well. These have been some of my favorite interviews. But second of all, I agree. You know, the Red Rifle has definitely had his best fantasy season to date. He's somebody who was also inconsistent in the past. But with the weapons around him, I mean, you've seen, you know, the rise of Tyler Eifert, who's had some injuries late in the season, but has really blossomed into one of the top fantasy tight ends in the league. Obviously, A.J. Green, and then, you know, a backfield between Jeremy Hill and Bernard, who have both done an excellent job in terms of, like, complementing Dalton. I think he's somebody that has proven himself up to this point. You have him in your league, you got to ride with him. He's taking you to the playoffs. So I definitely say stick with Dalton this week.
Talking with our guy Vicente Fernandez of SportsManias.com here on 720 WGN. I know that, you know, daily fantasy is all the rage, and we're going to be watching, you know, what happens in New York with FanDuel and DraftKings and all that stuff pretty closely here, because that's going to change, I think, the landscape of fantasy. But I know a lot of people play dynasty stuff too. You know, the long term, you've been in this league with your friends for 10 years and you hate them so much, but you have to show up every year to this draft just so that you can beat the friends that you have. If you were drafting in like a dynasty league, or let's say that you've got, you know, your feelers out there in a trade for a guy like Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston, two rookies this year who have had some really solid performances and some, you know, look a little bit uglier. Which one of those quarterbacks is better, you know, fantasy-wise for you going forward in a dynasty-type setting?
You know, that's a tough question. I think they've both had excellent rookie years fantasy-wise and even not, right? They've both had very solid seasons for being rookie quarterbacks, which is really difficult to do in the NFL. Mariota obviously started off the hotter of the two. I actually think Jameis Winston is primed for a big week this week. And if you're sort of struggling, you know, if your number one has a bad matchup this week, he's somebody that I would look at along with Tyrod Taylor. I think you can't go wrong with either of those two. I think if you're looking to make a trade for, you know, the future of the position on your team, I would say whichever one you're able to buy lower, that's who I'd go for, because I think you can't go wrong. And obviously, as we've seen, you know, with guys like Andy Dalton, the quarterback position can change fairly quickly. But I'm confident that both of those guys are going to be good QBs in this league, fantasy-wise, for a while.
Feeling all our fantasy football emotions with Vicente Fernandez right now. Sports Mania is on 720 WGN. No Tony Romo. What does that mean for you in projecting Dez Bryant's performance?
I think Dez Bryant is a bit of a bust candidate this week. I mean, you pretty much have to start him, right? Like, just based off of his ceiling alone, like, he's somebody that obviously when he's getting the ball is among the best in the league. But he's somebody that's going to be high risk, high reward this weekend. And for those owners that have him, you know, who sort of felt that way about him probably throughout the season because of obviously the injuries as well. You're probably going to ride with him, and you know, he's either going to give you a big week or he's going to be a bust, but he's definitely a bust candidate.
Marquise Wilson is going to be on the IR. So that's down, you know, he's down Martellus Bennett, he's down Marquise Wilson. Alshon Jeffery's going to go, Matt Forte's there too. Washington has been kind of all season long, you know, that kind of thing. Where's Jay Cutler on the quarterback tiers this week?
I think he's, you know, a low-end QB1, high-end QB2. I don't have him towards the top of my rankings personally, though, you know, obviously with he's got his number one player, right, which is Alshon. So, like, it's not like he's devoid of weapons, but obviously the Bears are not, you know, full throttle this weekend. I think he's somebody that if you have to start him, he's definitely serviceable. But he's not the ideal start this week if you've got a higher-end QB1.
What do you think of Alex Smith right now? A little more consistent, been over 20 points a couple of weeks in a row, and the Chiefs playing the Chargers. So, I don't know, if Alex Smith's available in your league and you're dealing with a Tony Romo situation, maybe that's a fair play.
Yeah, I think Alex Smith would not be a bad pickup this week. And like I mentioned, you know, there's a few guys on the waiver this week, or that were on the waiver, that are free agents, at least in the league that I'm playing and that I've seen available. Guys like, you know, Tyrod Taylor, who's coming off two of the biggest QB fantasy weeks in the season, and he's got a really nice matchup, as well as, you know, Blake Bortles, a guy that we've talked about in the past as well, who's coming off 200-300-yard performances, and also has a nice matchup. So I would look at those two guys. I think Smith makes the list, but he'd be below those two guys for me if they're available as free agents in your league.
Let me ask you this. Wide receiver-wise, Vicente, DeAndre Hopkins is, you know, sitting on top of the list and doing what he's doing, even with Brian Hoyer as his quarterback. Odell Beckham Jr. is kind of an up-and-down boom-or-bust guy. Julio Jones doesn't catch touchdowns anymore for God knows what reason. Where is DeAndre Hopkins the top NFL wide receiver fantasy-wise throughout this season, even regardless of how he started this year?
Yeah, I think he is. DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, to me, wound up being, you know, a top 10 guy overall, which he obviously, you know, he was starting to become that guy as Andre Johnson was on his way out last year. We saw the potential that he had, and I think he's really, really capitalized on it this season, especially when you look at the fact that, you know, as you mentioned, there were some quarterback inconsistencies there earlier in the season, and it's not like he's got a top tier guy like, you know, an Aaron Rodgers or a healthy Tony Romo, but he's just a freak of nature in terms of his ability to go up and, yeah, and get the ball, and I think he is the number one wideout in fantasy this season.
All right, Vicente, you know how we end it every single week. Is there, you know, whether you're playing daily and you need a bargain buy, or whether you're, you know, scrounging the waiver wire in the playoffs, maybe you're the last seed and you figure that number one guy who's playing against you has already got his lineup set. Is there a bargain here this week that helps win you a matchup, you know, whether it's wide receiver, you know, however, wherever we go, we could even pick a defense. I don't think we ever have, but I always allow it. Is there a bargain buy here in week 14 that helps you win your first round matchup?
I would look out for, you know, Miami guy, as I am, Devontae Parker down here. He's had two solid weeks. He's got a matchup against the Giants who've been prone to giving up some good numbers to receivers last. You know, they obviously gave up a good week against the Jets to both Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall. He's been getting targeted more than Jarvis Landry, and he's somebody who started off the season relatively slow. So I think he's somebody that's probably available, and I would look out for Parker if you're looking for a receiver to try to help you win this matchup and advance to the playoffs.
Vicente, great job as per always. And if you had to say right now in your Vicente moment, real fast, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Are you going with the undefeated Panther, or are you floating over to the AFC? Because I really don't think anybody else in the NFC matters. Well, I suppose maybe. Your call, Vicente. Where are you going?
You know what? For me, it's not like that. This isn't my favorite team, but it's always difficult for me to bet against the New England Patriots.
Sure.
Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Down the stretch, they know how to do it. They know how to win. The odds, to me, are always in their favor, especially, you know, with Gronk most likely back and healthy for the playoffs. They're the team, in my opinion, to beat because of the experience that they have. But I think the Panthers, for what it's worth, you know, have been outstanding this season and should, you know, should take the NFC.
Vicente, appreciate it as always. Thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully we can do it again next season.
I shouldn't have dogged the Arizona Cardinals there.
Did you? Did you dog the Cardinals?
Well, I kind of just disqualified them. That was right. Vicente, you're the best.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Vicente Fernandez, sportsmanias.com. Download the app. It can still help you in Week 14. And if you, God willing, advance to the playoffs, you're going to need it. We'll be back with more right here, 720 WGN.